بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يستر عبد عبدا إلا ستره الله في الآخرة. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program, I recited one very short, brief hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As much as this hadith is so short and so brief, it is a solution to many of our problems, domestic related problems, social related problems, economic related problems, political related problems. It could be a solution to every problem in the world. Our interaction with people, how we deal with people, and how we understand people, and how we relate to people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned, no person conceals the fault of a next person, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will conceal his faults in the akhirah. Such a short, brief hadith. But look at the amazing teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this. No person conceals the fault of a next person, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will conceal his faults in the akhirah. Who among us don't have weakness and shortcomings? Every one of us, we've got our weaknesses, we've got our shortcomings. It's by human nature we have weaknesses in us. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man is created weak. We weak in every way. So who among us don't have weakness and shortcomings? In fact, we probably may have such weaknesses and such shortcomings in us that we don't even want our near and dear ones, the people that are most nearest to us, the people that are most dearest to us, our wives, our children, people who love us for their lives, we wouldn't even want them to know some of our weaknesses and shortcomings. Every one of us, we got our weaknesses, we got our shortcomings. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually taught us a dua. That way, we should even conceal our faults and ask Allah to conceal our faults. Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina. Oh Allah, you conceal our faults. In other words, there's an acknowledgement in this hadith, in this dua, that we are a conglomeration of weakness and shortcomings. We got weaknesses, we got shortcomings. We're actually acknowledging that, but we're asking Allah that in order for us to live a peaceful life, a life with respect, dignity and honor, Allah, you conceal our weaknesses and shortcomings. And Allah, we also got fears in us. Would everything in my life go right? Something may just go wrong. So Allah, give me aman and peace from my fears. Let me not experience challenging situations in life. Hadhrat Mufti Taqi Osmani Sahib, Madda Zilluhu, he speaks about his spiritual guide, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a Khalifa of Hadhrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So he gives an example just to show that how every one of us, by human nature, we don't want the next person to come to know our weakness and our shortcomings. To what extent we would go to conceal our weaknesses and shortcomings. So by way of example, he says that if on the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will tell to a servant, you would get entrance into Jannah. I will not put you into hell. But one condition for you to go into Jannah is make a film. Make a video, make a film of everything of your life, Show it and expose it to all your near and dear ones. Once you do that, then that's a guarantee for you to go into Jannah. Now imagine if Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala have to tell you and I that do this, make a film of your entire life. Your public life, your secret life, your life of the day, your life of the night. And just show it to everyone around you, your near and your dear ones. If you do that, then I'll give you entrance into Jannah. Now ask ourselves, would any one of us bear to do that? Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi says, probably the person may just say, because every person is so sensitive in concealing his weaknesses in front of the next person, he probably may just say, it's better for me to go to Jahannam than my fault being exposed to people. That is how sensitive we are in concealing our weaknesses and our shortcomings. One is to probe into people's personal lives and search for a fault of a person. Some people have this habit that follow the next person's life and let's see what are his weaknesses, what are his shortcomings. You probably will follow him in his daily dealings. You probably would want to follow him in his family life. You follow him so closely and watch what he is doing. Just to find, to expose his weaknesses and shortcomings. According to Sharia, that's not jais. It's haram. It's not permissible to follow somebody's life just to find the weakness and shortcoming of the person. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has clearly mentioned, La tahassasu wa la tajassasu. Don't get into people's private lives. Just to find people's weakness and find the shortcomings of people. And the reality is, if somebody goes into people's personal lives to find a weakness in someone, that is the biggest weakness of the person that is searching the fault of the next person. You are searching the fault of the next person. You're searching the fault before you can find the fault of the next person. That is already a great fault within your own self. And it is haram for a person to do that. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the munafiqeen. And he told to them, oh, those people who've got iman on their tongues and they've got kufr concealed in their hearts. Don't go and probe their weakness and shortcomings of the believers. So go and search for weakness and shortcomings of people. That is the habit of the munafiqeen. That is what the munafiqeen is to do. A Muslim doesn't do that. Imagine if somebody has to probe your weakness for shortcomings. You know somebody is following you closely just to find a fault in you. How would you react to that? You wouldn't like that. If you wouldn't like that for you, why would you do that for the next person? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, La yu'minu ahadukum la yuhibbu ahad hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That a person is not a perfect mu'min until he loves for himself what he loves for his brother, what he loves for his own self. You know when the next person to find your weakness, shortcoming, why should you do it for the next person? Yes, of course. Sometimes it may happen somebody's weaknesses come before you involuntarily. Everybody in a community or society are talking. You didn't go find the fault of someone. People are talking about it, it reached your ears. It is regarding that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, La yasturu abdun abdan illa satarhu Allahu fil akhirah. You heard of somebody's weakness, you heard of somebody's shortcoming. So you shouldn't enjoy it. Don't thrive on it. Just because you got some weakness with a person, you disagree with a person, now you heard something wrong about him, something weakness about him, now you derive enjoyment out of that. Now you got one against the person. That should never be your attitude. Your attitude should be, you heard something about the person, irrespective of your relation with the person, your immediate response would be, let me conceal what I heard. Hide it. And you focus in on the dunya. The in'am, the reward, the prize that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives. You conceal the fault of the next person, Allah will conceal your fault, not only in the dunya, in the akhirat. And in the akhirat, it is such that not only your near dear ones, people from awwaleen wal akhirin, From the beginning of mankind till the end, every one of humanity is there. Imagine if your weakness has been exposed in front of everyone, what will happen? You do something wrong, the biggest thing a person will fight for, the media mustn't get hold of it. Let the media get hold of it, that's the end of your life. Rather, you resolve the issue privately. People sometimes threaten other people that you don't sort me out, I'll publish it in the media, in the papers. I'll get hold of the media. Now, people fight for the media so much, imagine the media of the medias, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the day of Qiyamah, expose you in front of everyone. What would then happen? And if you conceal a person's fault in this dunya, then Allah will conceal you in the akhirat, where every one of mankind from the beginning till the end will be there. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi Karim s.a.w. mentioned a very lengthy hadith, a hadith in Muslim Sharif, just one juz, one part of the hadith. Man satara mu'minan, satara Allah. There's an extra word in this hadith, fi dunya wal akhirah. The first hadith I mentioned to you all is only about akhirat. Allah will conceal you in akhirat. But if you conceal a person in this world, according to another riwayat, Nabi Karim s.a.w. mentioned that Allah will conceal you even in the dunya and the akhirat. What a big thing it is. And that's the attitude we should have for people. Yes, of course, if you come to know of somebody doing something wrong, that's affecting the life of the next person. It's leading to oppression. It's leading to some kind of tyranny. You know somebody is going to be harmed. Those are different issues. Then, in order to protect the next person, you can go and inform the next person about it. But if it got something to do with a person's personal life, and it's not even hurting the next person's life, in such a situation, you should conceal. If you need to make islah of the person, then correct the person, then do it like a mirror. Nabi Karim s.a.w. reported to have mentioned, Al-Mu'min Mir'atul Mu'min. A believer is like a mirror, is like a mirror to a believer. A person stands in front of the mirror. The mirror is truthful and honest. It will show everything. But the mirror wouldn't speak. It will just show. And it comes out. You come to know your weaknesses. You know that what you need to correct about yourself, then you would do it. Just like that. In a very silent, beautiful way, you help, you assist the next person, correct the person. Should you need to help and assist the next person. Otherwise, you conceal. And the biggest reward of that is, every one of us, we want our weaknesses to be also concealed on the day of Qiyamah by Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'll just share one hadith and I will conclude with that. With the hope that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us the beneficiaries of this particular hadith. The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. On the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will call a person. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will talk to him secretly. Allah will tell him, you remember, so and so day, so and so time, this is what you have done, that is what you have done. The person will have no alternative but to acknowledge. Who can deny before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? You have to acknowledge. He will say, yes, Allah. The person, Allah will then tell him, and you remember you have done this and you have done this and you have done this and you have done that. Person will acknowledge. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will then tell him, see, with all what you have done in the world, did I expose you? I concealed you. I didn't tell anyone. No, you were not exposed. Just as I concealed you in the dunya, today too I conceal you and I grant you entrance into Jannah and Paradise. Make dua, Allah make us among those people. Allah conceal us. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted izzat, respect, dignity, honor. But if you want a life of respect, dignity and honor, give dignity and honor to the next person. You give dignity and honor to the next person, Allah will grant you dignity and honor. Allah grant us all tawfiq and hidayat. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to reform ourselves, make islah ourselves. Work very hard on our nafs so that we can lead a life of respect and connect with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.